Hey there, Saints. I pray that you are having a wonderful week, and if not, that you're remembering and relying on the power and the strength and the protection and the covering and the promises of God. I want to come before you today and allow myself to speak to you on lesson three of our mini discipleship series. Lesson three is titled Response or Reaction. Response or reaction. We are now entering into Kingdom Pillar number 2 of Destiny Center House of Worship. The house is you. The house is me. The house are our physical bodies who are choosing to bow down and worship Him. Who is Him? Christ the King. Amen. And so the breaking of bread is Pillar 2 from Acts 2:42 is going to be the backbone for our next few lessons. And for Lesson 3, Response or Reaction, I want to give you something that God told me years ago. He said, daughter, I want you to learn how not to beat people with the word just because you know it, but how to weave the word in them. And I was like, okay, God, you want me to learn that, so I'm going to need you to teach me because apparently the way I'm going about this isn't how you want me to go about this, all right? It's causing more injury than good. It's basically what the Lord was telling me. And so He wanted me to learn how to weave the word into people, because if we learn how to weave the word into people, it's the Spirit leading and not just us throwing scripture, okay, using scripture to validate whatever it is we're trying to validate, or to shed light onto something that we want to shed light on, and we're just giving people scripture. It's a good thing to do. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to do. But, again, I believe the Spirit of God is saying, as we're being discipled in how to approach discussion and dialogue, and as the breaking of bread is now the backbone for this lesson, God is saying when we break bread with people, we are doing two things. We are learning ourselves and how God uses us and how He articulates his mind, His heart, His character through us. But we are also going with an intent to eat, okay? We're trying to get full. And what we need to do is get full off of our Father, all right? And there is a manner in which we must do that. There is a way that we convey the character, the heart, and the mind of God. And He's saying, I want you to learn how to weave the word into your discussion, into your dialogue, and not just spit the word because you know the word, not just spit the word because you want people to get it, not just spit the word because you think that's the only way they can get it. God says, I need you to learn how to weave the word into them, because whoever we are breaking bread with, they may hear that scripture, thank, praise the Lord. They may write that scripture down, praise the Lord. But then they're going to wonder, and then the breaking of bread, they might ask you, okay, brother, okay, sister, thank you for that scripture, but how in the world do I weave this scripture, incorporate this scripture, apply this scripture to my problem? How do I apply this scripture to shift my perspective? How do I apply this scripture to my heart posture? How do I apply this scripture to the things that I'm going with and my challenges and my circumstances and my situations? How do I apply this scripture to my marriage? How do I apply this scripture to my children? I thank you for giving it to me, but now I need you to weave it in me. And we as kingdom citizens, we as children of God, we should be able to explain. Okay? We should be able to seek the Father. That's why lesson 1 and lesson 2 were so pivotal in the premise of our luncheon pad for being devoted to the Word of God, because it is the Word that first washes us. It is the Word of God that gives us the wisdom we need to be able to articulate. Sometimes we may have to say, God, teach me how to speak in parables. Sometimes you may have to say, God, as I'm breaking bread with people, I need this approach that I'm coming to this table with to be that of me being full off of you. And if we, because us too, kingdom citizens, can be empty. We can be empty, and so we have to come and connect by breaking of bread with our fellow citizens, through chats, through social media, through conversations on the phone, through in-person visits. But we have to be able to break bread in a way to know that, remember, I'm coming to get full. And I'm coming in the fullness of God. And so if I'm not full right now, if I'm empty and I'm approaching the breaking of bread, my intent is to get full off of the Father. So I'm going to look to my fellow citizen, sister or brother, to come bring their fullness unto me. And so wherever there is a place of emptiness within our understanding of the word, within our emptiness within our heart, our soul, our mind, our being, we have to be able in a position of humility to receive, to be corrected, to be stretched beyond our current understanding. Oh, I pray that this is making sense to you. And so what God wants us to understand is when we break bread, it can look like a variety of settings. Yes, the social media setting, the group chat setting, whether WhatsApp, GroupMe, whatever that platform may be. It can be the intent of you on your lunch break at work and you going to eat lunch and fellowship with all kinds of people. And God is saying, I need you to be able to see yourself as a kingdom citizen so that you approach with the King flowing through you, believing that if any of you lack wisdom, according to James 1, ask of me, and I will give it to you. And so we have to understand that if we lack a wisdom in a certain area, even if that certain area is the helping people to be weaved and washed with the word and not just whipped by the word, even if that thing is that we're trying to learn how to weave the word into circumstances and situations for ourselves and others and not just reading the word and being like, okay, what the what? You know, God is saying he wants us to be able to apply and to teach and to demonstrate the word. It is how the word comes alive. And so that's why we have to understand that Jesus is our first bread of life. He is our true sustaining substance. Come on, John, the book of John. By washing in us in our responses rather than whipping through our reactions. See, God has to wash us in how we respond to stuff so that we are not just reacting out of our desire to want people to get it, so that we're not reacting just for the sake of talking and hearing ourselves speak, so that we're not reacting just for the sense of self-expression, but that we're really responding from how the King is speaking through us, from how the King is sharpening us, for how the King wants us to be a recipient of his goodness, of a thorough understanding of his wisdom that another brother or sister is trying to convey and shift and correct and lead us into a deeper and greater understanding. I pray that this is making sense, okay? And so what God wants us to learn is to express in wisdom and maturity and in biblical doctrine, not just saying what I want to say, how I want to say it, but to fix, Lord, fix my words and help them to be mature and wise. Because it is Jesus being our bread of life that helps us handle the frustrations and the disagreements that may come about in discussion, yes, even with our fellow kingdom citizens, to go about them and how to handle them, when to be quiet, when to speak, how to navigate through it with grace and humility, not forced arrogance or pride. Revisit lessons 1 and 2 of our mini-series. Because the Lord, y'all, he really wants us to break bread in a manner to where we discover ourselves as true kingdom citizens. Not just Alexis, not just insert your name, but Alexis, the daughter of God, but insert your name, the son of God. And so I have to choose to be washed in my responses so that I'm not whipping through my reactions. I pray that makes sense to you, that you would take it to the Lord to go deeper in the application of it in your day-to-day breaking of bread with whomever God has for you to be around. And I will be back in your ear gates next week with the next lesson. God bless you.